So just to quick review. So we said, so Abaya's Ibaya is when you have your outstretched hand. Question is, did they give this outstretched hand the din of a karmelist or not? So did they knas the guy and give it a din of a karmelist? So we said, we took it as a premise. Understand that we took it as a premise is for whatever reason they want to give a knas. Abaya holds that it would be a good idea to do a knas. The only question is it possible to give it a din of a karmelist? Okay? Now, what's that dependent upon? So we said a karmelis is, or a shus, which is, so to speak, like a no man's land. It doesn't, it's not quite a rishus arab, not quite a rishus yachid. Okay? It does, people do walk there, like a rishus arabim, because there are no mechitzos, but it's not public enough, so to speak, for people to really go there. So it's like, it doesn't have either quality. Okay? Neither rishus yachid nor rishus arab. Okay, so it's a makom which partakes of neither shame. Okay, now we said is that your hand, the outstretched hand, really again the case where the ani's outstretched hand, the ani's standing on Rishus Harabim and he's putting his hand into Rishus Yachid. So the ani's hand, in terms of Rishus, is really a Rishus Harabim because it's part of his body. So the identity of the hand is really in the rishus. In terms of a makom, it's really part of his body, which is rishus rab. But the only thing is that halachically, in terms of the iser hotza'ah, it's treated like a non-rishus rabim. Because the normal effect of rishus rabim is that it's also deraisa to carry from rishus rabim to rishus yachid. But this is like a rishus rabim, which you're allowed to carry to rishus yachid. Because since functionally it's in the Rishus HaYachid, so therefore in Min HaTorah, that's not the Esser. The person who would take from his hand and put it on the ground, it's not, because it's not the Esser of Hotzah. So it's a makom, the outstretched hand is a makom whose conceptual identity is Rishus HaRabim, but is halachically not quite a Rishus HaRabim. So that in a certain sense resembles the Karmelis, because the Karmelis is a place which partakes of the function of the Rabim, but it's not quite a Rishus HaRabim. Okay, but that's where the makom itself is like a no man's land. Here is where the makom itself really is definitely fully a rishus harabim. It's just that in terms of the isurim which are placed on top of it, it doesn't have the status of rishus harabim. So his question is, could you say that the rabbanon gave that a din of a karmelis based on the fact that halachically it's like a rishus harabim, not a rishus harabim? What you say no is that a karmelis is only where the true nature of the makom is like a nothing, is a neither. But if the makom is rishus harabim, so then you can't take that and make it into a karmelis because of the halachic isurim on top which apply to it, because the shame makom is really shame rishus harabim. So could you say because there's no karmelis they could take rishus harabim and give it a din of a karmelis? And don't only say that they can't do that. That they can't override the din makom has to tell in the intrinsic underlying properties of the makom, and you can't take it because of the halachic isurim which apply to it, and thereby give it a din of a karmelis. That's the question. Could you have that kind of a karmelis? Could you have a karmelis, like, so to speak, a halachic karmelis, where in the properties of makom is not really karmelis? It's really just a rabbi. So that's what you want to know. Well, that's what his zibaya is. Okay. That's what we said yesterday. So the question now is, so that was what we said yesterday. The question is, we took as a given that he wants a knas. Okay, that a Abaya holds there should be a knas here. The only question is, could they pull it off? Right? Because we said it would be hard to say that the Abaya is asking, did they want to make a knas or did they not want to make a knas? Because I don't know why, if you don't have knowledge of a knas, you don't just assume, you don't say, then what's his question? I mean, I don't know. Those quantitative factors. But if you say that he's assuming that the assumption is that they want to make a knas, now the question is halachically, is it possible? So the question is, why is it that they want a knas? Like, what's the basis? Why should there be a knas here? And then that question we haven't explained yet. Well, why should there be a knas? So Rashi explains a little bit. He says, on Mikan Sinan, he says, very short Rashi, he says, Mikan Suha, Hoel the Hiskel Baba Eser. Since you started in it, be'eser. Okay, what does it mean you started in it, be'eser? Started in what? So presumably it means started in doing the Hotzaya, sometimes you picked it up, went like this, put it across the border, and now you freeze, you know? So you started doing it, be'eser. Now, does he mean you started doing an eser? Or it means you did an eser? Like, it's not clear. Does it mean you did an eser? Or you started in it? What's the it? Does it mean the whole v'eschil? Like, if you would have said whole v'eschil be'eser, you'd mean it means he started in the doing the eser. He didn't do the eser yet, but he started doing the eser. That's what if you would have said whole v'eschil be'eser. And if you would have said whole v'eschil ba, then you'd say it means that he, or no, if you would have said whole v'eschil be'eser, you'd say, yeah, if you said whole v'eschil ba, you'd say, since he started doing the hotzah, but there was no eser yet. Right? That was the first thing, right? You're right. Hischel ba be'eser sounds like you're starting in it be'eser. Like, which means you are doing an eser. But then what's ba? It's not starting in it be'eser. You finished it, the eser. You did the eser. You did an eser. Like, what's hischel ba? Or hischel what? Hischel in what? Be'eser. I mean, what does he mean? I mean, it sounds like you have to say he started doing the whole hotzah be'eser. It was usur for him to do that. He did the first part of the hotzah, like he ran the transfer. And that's usur. But why didn't he just say hol ve'asa isura? Like, if you tell me it's because he did an eser, like, well, why is the knas? Is it because he did an eser? So then just say hol ve'avad isura. Just said that. So, and if you're going to say it's because he's not because of that he did Nisr, but it's because he's starting to do Hotzah, he says, Hol v'Hischoba. Just say, Hol v'Hischoba. What do you mean, Hol v'Hischoba Isr? It's like he's combining together two things. It's like, because you're doing an Isr, and because you're starting in it, starting in the whole Hotzah. I mean, what's this combination here? The punchline question is like, is the Knas because you started doing the Hotzah d'Oraisa? Or is it because you violated the Isser Durabanan of doing the Akira and the transfer? Because he did an Isser. Like, Hischil Ba implies that you started the Doraisa. But the Isser implies because you did the Isser Durabanan. So he should have said, Hol the Hischil Ba, or he should have said, Hol the Asa Isura. But Hischil Ba, the Isser, sounds like he's combining the two. And this is explaining why there should be a Knas. I mean, this is what Rashi is trying to do here. Explain why there should be a knas. I mean, this is what we're trying to figure out. Why couldn't he just say because hol v'asa v'avad isura, hol v'avad isura, v'avad akira, v'shal isur? So I don't know. Why is he mentioning? I mean, it's true that the isur is that you're doing part of the deraisa, that you're hiskel, you know. But why is he mentioning that? You know, that's not, the point is it's a knas because he did an isur. Isn't that why you're kodesh the guy? So I'm gonna go back to some old things we did a little back. It might be relevant. So if you remember, we had this count in the Mishnah of all these cases, right? And the question is, why were there 8? There should have been 12. So it says it only is listing the one that there are banans, which are asil dechiv chatos, kevshelita chatos. So the question is, what did that mean? So Rashi interpreted it to mean the akiras, okay? Because the akiras are the haskalas hotzah, right? And the haskalas hotzah really could come to doing that which is going to be bringing you to chatas, right? So you started doing it, and it's almost to be finished, right? It's almost finished. It's right. So that's the, like, maybe the dechiv chatas. And we explained that. So why should you only count those? So we said because the concept there is like an extension of the deraisa. As those are, it's not just a separate eser, but the halacha is that you can't do the deraisa. Nor you can't even begin doing the deraisa. What does it mean, begin doing the deraisa? It means the first half of the deraisa is asur. So they're asuring beginning the deraisa, and that's like an extension of the deraisa. Different than hanacha, because hanacha it's not an extension of the deraisa, because you only do hanacha, because it's not, what are you going to come to doing? It's not going to come to anything. It's just a separate thing that they asur, separate, so to speak, freestanding eser. But in Akira, they really like extended the eser deraisa, because this is really the beginning of the action of the deraisa. And they said, you can't begin the eser deraisa. Okay? It's also to begin the eser deraisa, to start off. And what's that? That's doing Akira and going across. You know, that was the haschalas eser. Okay? It's actually the beginning of the deraisa. Now he's saying for some reason over here, maybe you'd say that if you do that, now what's going to happen? Because that's the Haskalah of the Deraisa. Now let's say you actually do the Haskalah of the Deraisa, and you actually made it one step closer to the Deraisa. You know what I mean? It's like the whole thing is they want to prevent you from doing Akira because that is the beginning of the Hotzah, right? So now what's going to happen? Let's say a guy does it. Now what? Now what? Now you say, okay, fine. Now just whatever. Well, it would seem like at that point, I mean, that's really where the turn, and that's really where you gotta step in, because now he's like almost there. And you gotta make sure, you know, you want to prevent this whole situation, you know. And if the guy is gonna get to that situation and he's one step closer to the Deraisa, it seems like you have to step in again. You know, you have to do something about that, because the whole Isser, see, if you just like stop an Isser Darabana and like take medicine, you took medicine, fine. So you did it. And maybe you'll come to grind up next time, I don't know, whatever. But that's like a next time kind of thing. But here you actually are embarking upon a process which is the beginning of the Deoraisa. You're almost there. So now, if the Rabbanon assert the thing, so to speak, trying to prevent you from doing it, you'd think that there should have to be some sort of a consequence or some sort of a, now what? Fine, now you got closer to there. Now, are we going to do anything? Are we going to just going to let you stay there, or are we gonna? It seems like there's an idea of, like, a Knas always does is it gives like teeth to the thing. It's a deterrent. The idea is a deterrent. So they're not just assuring it; they're giving it like it's a deterrent value. And you're not gonna do it because there's a consequence if you do it. Like, what else is it gonna function? Presumably, it's gonna function. If you do it, you're gonna get stuck there all Shabbos, and it's gonna be annoying. You certainly don't like that. You know, now certainly next time you're going to be more careful to make sure you don't start this thing. Like, they don't want you to start Hotzal, because if you start it, you're bound to finish it. So they want to do is they want to make sure that you don't do this thing. It's not just saying it's also, they wanted to make sure that it doesn't happen. So how do you make sure it doesn't happen? So the way to make sure it doesn't happen is by making a severe consequence if it does happen. Now, why would they necessarily want to do that? I mean, a lot of things that they set up. A lot of things that they set up could be, it could be dangerous, but doesn't mean necessarily there's always a consequence, right? Why would you want that? You can see why you'd want it, but the question is, does that mean necessarily there's going to be a knas? I mean, maybe you'll say it's enough to asr, and now no people aren't going to do it. And one thing I'm saying is that you could see why this isr, you want to have more of a consequence and more of a deterrent, because so to speak, it's a more direct of a danger. Like we said, this is an extension of the Deraisa. It's not just an ordinary Derabana. But it's like an extension of the Issa Deraisa, because you're beginning the Issa Deraisa. You're beginning the Issa Deraisa. So you can see why there'd be more of a reason here, as opposed to others, like freestanding Issa Derabana, where here they would want to have a deterrent and a preventative, that the Issa alone, it's true, it's Asr, but people, guy may do it anyways. Or maybe lazy, maybe lax, maybe Oshaya, whatever, and I'm doing it. So by setting up a deterrent, and the fact that he knows if he does this, he's going to get stuck, and he heard of a story of some guy who was stuck like that all Shabbos, and then he'll, whatever it is, it will help people who won't get into the situation. Because in general, if a person knows that people don't walk near the edge of a cleft, for instance, because they know that they'll die. And if people don't, if you know that if you're going to put your hand across the Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be stuck there the whole Shabbos, that's pretty annoying, you know. And it gives it a strength. And this type of an Isser, you could see more reason why they'd want to give it more strength, because this Isser is actually on the foot here, on the heels of a Deoraisa. It's not just like if I take medicine, then maybe whatever. You're actually beginning the thing here. I mean, taking medicine, I may run out, I may grind, I mean, it's removed. It's like a different kind of a chashash. Here, it's actually the beginning of the Deoraisa. And it's almost, you can almost go into it. You could ask Kasha, by the way, someone mentioned that, who asked me, but the Gemara's going to get to this, is but that. You could argue is, but by having the guy keep his hand out there, maybe he'll drop it or something. I mean, that's, you think on the contrary, get him, get it back, get it out of there, you know? The Gemara gets into that. Yeah, the Gemara's going to get into that, but let's leave that for now, yeah. Maybe let me elaborate on Johnny's thing. I don't think something like that also is that. See, part of the problem here is 2 points. Is that you're saying is, what are you doing? What are you doing when you really put your hand across the border? Okay, you put your hand across the board or something in a certain sense, what are you doing? So let's say Minatora. First of all, Minatora, you can bring it right back. Okay? Minatora, so you'll say, it's the haskalah of the Deoraisa. Okay, but I'm not doing anything. And not only that, I'm not doing anything, the object hasn't even changed drushas. Because you're saying the object is part of my hand, and halachically, really nothing has happened. Halachically, zero has happened, really. I mean, what happened is if the other guy takes it from me, he's not going to be chayef. But suppose what I'm doing is I haven't really done anything. I haven't even moved the object because the object was shem reshus is really is part of my hand, part of my body. My body is still in place. So I'm just basically putting my hand. You see, I can pull it right back, and you tell me it's aschos lo deraisa, and you're saying that's aser because that's aschos lo deraisa, and therefore the rabban an aser. But a person and for altogether, first of all, people don't look at as hotzah as you're doing anything. Anyways, it's garua. You know what I mean? So you're not really doing anything. Even if you actually transfer a rishos of an object, you're barely doing anything. And here, you're not even doing that. It's still in the same rishos, so you can bring it right back. You're just like looking out a window. You know, stick your head halfway out the window. You're not doing anything. You're putting your hand halfway out the window. So, it's saying is the rabbanon want to ask this thing is as chalas of the deraisa. But the thing is, it's like a person looks at it as like an inconsequential activity that he's doing. So, just to say it's aser, is a person is bound to not realize this and to basically to violate the thing. It's like omed for a person to feel like he's just not doing anything. You know what I mean? But when you say that if you put your hand across, you began the malacha, and not only that, you have to stay there. How do you have to stay there? Because it has a din karmelis. So what does it mean? It has a din karmelis. Din karmelis means you did accomplish something. You actually went from rishus rabim to karmelis, so to speak. So in other words, by giving it this knas, saying is you're not allowed to bring it back. Why am I not allowed to bring it back? Oh, because it underwent a change. It went from being rishus rabim to being a karmelis. So a person, in other words, you're basically putting in a person's mind that this is actually doing something. Midrabanan has din karmelis, and you're actually giving it a real new shame, and thereby a person's going to realize this is a haskalah of the deraisa. I've begun the deraisa, now I've really accomplished something, there is a shema of a karmelis which is on the thing, and a person will, since the person knows that halacha, and maybe he knows someone who it happened to once, or whatever it is, like the knowledge of the thing itself, will cause it that a person, that the Rabbanon will be able to exist. And so Kabeibai sees in this thing that this is the Rabbanon, which is not very strong. It lends itself to basically being wiped away, or being totally ignored. Because it's too insignificant. Hotzah itself is too insignificant, and this is even less significant than Hotzah. So he held that his Knas is makes sense conceptually because it's halachically you could pull it off. There's a mechanism by giving it in karmelis, and that mechanism will function first of all as a deterrent practically because the guy is gonna be thinking twice before he does this thing. And not only is it practically, but conceptually it brings to mind the concept that he's actually accomplishing something because it gives it a din. It says no, you are accomplishing something. It's a din karmelis. They're creating like a halachic. A halachic mechanism whereby it will function practically as a term and conceptually will bring to his mind that he's really involved in a halachic process. He's doing something. So it could be a bias sees this opportunity and he wasn't sure if the mechanism is valid. You know what I mean? It seems like that's what he says. He sees this thing, he sees the fact, that he evaluates the thing, and he sees the danger here, and he sees that if this mechanism worked, then it's definitely a good idea. You know, and he wasn't sure. Could you halachically do that? I'm not sure. It's a good question. Does he hold like you? Could you have? I mean, you could try to argue. It's like it's a hard move. It's very nice. It's a good mechanism, and you could pull it off. But that doesn't necessarily warrant it. You know, he just sees like a perfect. He sees a perfect problem and a perfect solution, and so perfect that he's wondering whether it exists. You know, I mean, it's not just like I wonder if they made a kanas. You know what I mean? But it's like he sees a big problem in this whole Darabanan altogether, and he sees the post solution, which has a very good conceptual mechanism, and it will suffice not only in halachic structure, but insofar as the deterrent and protecting the Darabanan, you know, making sure the Darabanan will exist. And he's just not sure about it. He just doesn't know. Apparently, he didn't have a Masora about such a thing. So he's asking, is there a Knas like that? It's like the Ram said by Hotzah altogether. Remember the one of the reasons the Ram says that the Mishnah started with it. Because the Mishnah started with Hotzah. Because the person feels like it's not really a malacha. He feels like he does it all the time. And therefore he wanted to make sure that people are Zayin. You know? So you see that it's a problem in Hotzah altogether. Is that you have to make sure people know about it. Because you really don't feel like you're doing anything. And here it's even more so because you know you've begun it, but you really haven't done anything, and halachically you haven't even done anything because you haven't really changed Rosh Hashanah. So what do you say? I did a halachic haschala. I mean, that's good for a bal halacha, but it's a very abstract idea. I mean, what did I do? You know, oh, but if you make the guy kanas, then you're reinforcing his mind. You did do something. And not only that, you actually did, because halachically, with this gezeira, you actually did do something, because there's a thing karmless. So it really is, you can't do it, as you're bringing it across, and that's the darbanon. So it will allow the darbanon to really exist and be in work if they made this kanas, if there's a kanas attached to it. You know what I mean? Right. Like a kanas, I guess, is attached to when you have a halacha, where you think that this is bound to be abused. Like, Chomesh over Pesach. It's a knas, you know. Because you're worried people are going to basically make a trek, hide their chametz over Pesach somehow, and then they're gonna eat it after Pesach. So they said, it's not. It's also about nine, anyways. You can't do a trek. So when you have halachos, where it lends itself to people doing, tricks, or people, I mean, tricks, that could be like a purposeful trick, you know, but it's the idea they lend themselves to being abused. Then there's that's when a kanas comes in, you know, to prevent that. It's also a guy like Johnny saying also, I'm just starting, I'm not finishing, I'm not, you know, a guy's gonna say, yeah, I'm not really doing anything, I'm just doing starting it, but really I'm not doing anything, I'm kind of gonna pull it right back, I'm gonna, you know, lend itself to like a kind of a person, you know, you tell this to someone, you're allowed to do that, they start, you know, they joke it off, you know, laugh it off, so it's a kind of thing that emotionally doesn't register as really being an isser. So, I mean, the zeros are for the people, for the masses. So you have to kind of make sure that you impress upon them the significance of the thing and the reality of the thing. It's easier to tell people that they're not allowed to, do some sort of cooking or, you know, leave their thing on the blah, on the blah, or I don't know, whatever it is. I mean, they understand that you're actually doing something. You know, take medicine is a little harder to tell people, but, you know, riding a horse. I mean, certain things are just emotionally people could sense as being awesome, and it's easier to sell them on it. I mean, despite all this, it's still an interesting question on Abai's part, you know? I mean, you still, despite all this, it's just amazing that Abai's asking the question. It doesn't seem like you had a Masorah on this thing. It's just, he's just being creative and thinking about the problem, thinking about how is this going to exist, no one's going to really keep it, and he sees a solution, and I mean, he's really putting time and energy into, like, it's so to speak, speculating, did they make a kanah? You know what I mean? It's like he really worked out a perfect construct, he's like, I was asking, could they do such a thing? Could they do such a thing, you know? It's an interesting question for an Amora to do, you know? It's like an ordinary kind of a question. Normally you know about halacha, and you're not sure, what's the halacha in this case? We don't say, maybe they made a kanas. Yeah, so why does he hold the hiskel of Esar? Because he wants to show you, see, it's because he did an Esar. He has to say Esar, right? Because not just because you started, because... But what do you do? Kanas has to always be because you violated. Kanas means you're an avarian and we're punishing you. So the kanas has to be you violated. But if it were just a regular isser, you wouldn't have it either. Because the reason why it is because this isser is a hischoba. It's the nature of this isser is that you're really beginning the deraisa and you're about to violate the deraisa. So it's because the nature of hold the hischoba be isser. So in other words, because you're starting the deraisa. And this, you violated an Esser, that was an Esser, so therefore that's why they're moved to make, it's two elements necessary to move to make the Knas. First of all, you started and now you're about, but if there's no Esser Darabanan, it's very nice you started, you can never make a Knas. Because Knas, the idea of a Knas means a punishment, a penalty. You can't penalize a guy for just starting an Esser. If there's no Esser Darabanan in the first place, you can't do it. But just because there is an Esser Darabanan also doesn't mean you're going to penalize a guy. Because it's very nice, fine, so Esser Darabanan, I violated Darabanan, then why are you penalizing me? But it's because of Hischelba. So it's the combination of Hischelba and Esser. You know? One other point is like, it could be where's Abaye getting started from? Is that he sees that the Rabbanon were worried about a guy who starts doing Hotzah. They're concerned about that because you see the Asr. They extended the Raisa and Asr at the beginning because they're concerned and worried about a guy beginning Hotzah and coming to finish it. And he realized that he's extending that worry. He's saying, I'm still worried. It's very nice they made the Esser, but it doesn't seem to really take care of the problem that Chazal are worried about. So the Gezerah seems to need something more to it, you know, more teeth to it, in order to be said to be fulfilled, you know? And that, you know, the whole purpose of the Gezerah has a purpose, which is to prevent the person from doing Otzah, because he'll just fall into doing it. And he says, it seems that there's a missing piece here, because this doesn't quite complete the puzzle. So he's saying is it seems that there would be, it would be good if they had this knas also. You know? But there's no, the Mishnah's not in the Mishnah, it's not, you know. That's what he was wondering. Okay. Yes, let's just set up a little bit on the Tosfos. Let's read some of the Tosfos, okay? So you'll see Tosfos learned a little bit differently here. Oh, fine. So I think we should start off with the second Tosfos. Okay, Mikan Suha Rabbanan Ladura. Okay? So he says like this. It's on Tosfos Gimel Beis. It says, Nira Lari de Garas Mi Asruha. The Lo Garas Mikan Suha. Okay, so we have Mikan Suha. Did they kones him to make it a Carmelis? But basically, Tosfos says, no, it doesn't mean, it's the wrong gersa. Really, she's a Mi Asruha. Did they Aser? Which means it's not a Knas, but it's like a real Aser. Knas is like a punishment. It really shouldn't be, but, you know, Asruha is like it's a real, like a, so to speak, more of a natural kind of an Aser. Okay, now why, how does he know this? So he says, Del Kamon Besamach Ki Mukman Delav Ki Carmelis Dami. I'm reading the Asr al-Achsir Mishum Knas. Okay, because later in the Gemara wanted to say basically that it's not a Carmelis. Okay, basically it went on one side saying really it's not a Carmelis. But still, the Rabbanon were kones you that you're not allowed to bring it back. Okay, still, even though it's not a Carmelis, but maybe they were kones you and said you're not allowed to bring it back. So he's saying is that if you're telling me that they, there is that, that the original question is, were they Kohenesio to make it a Carmelis? And then the Gemara says, no, they weren't Kohenesio to make Carmelis. And then the Gemara says, oh, but maybe they were Kohenesio. This is what I mean. This is on the slide, they weren't Kohenesio. So rather read that the question of Carmelis is, did they Aser it? So, oh, but if you say they didn't Aser it, but maybe there's a Knas still. And so then the Gemara is a little smoother. You know what I mean? Maybe the Gemara is a little smoother. You follow? So therefore he's saying is, no, it really was an Isser. Question here is it Aser? Is it really Aser? Is it really then Carmelis? And the answer is, oh, and if you say it's not Aser, oh, but maybe they made a Knas. So they Asered you to bring it back as a Knas. So he says, later is where the Gemara brings in Knas. Right. But here it's not a Knas, so he's saying there's a mistake in the Gersos that they threw in Knas too early. That's what he's learning. Okay? But he says, but Vishema, how do you have Carmelis? Now we have a Knas. He says, it is possible to learn that it really, even in the Knas, this is also a Knas. There are two Knasses, okay? And the idea is that, and this I think is, if you look later on that Gemara, I mean, we're not in that Gemara now, but Rashi later says it's like a Knas of Alma, okay? So, I think he's either that Lashon. It says Knas of Alma. He says later on, Knas of Alma, and Rashi wants to call Kan Mishach Tasha. Okay, but we'll get to it. But basically, the idea is that you could have, and this is, I think, the way Rashi can learn. We'll have to get to it. There's one idea of a Knas that you actually give it a din, like a mechanism, where you give it a din of a Carmelis, because of a Knas. But even if you say that you can't give it a din of a Carmelis, let's say you say you can't do it. It's not possible to do such a thing, because it can't have a din of a Carmelis. But you still could argue that the Rabbanon would penalize you just as an Isser, right, like a freestanding Isser. Okay, we can't, there's no mechanism, even if there's no mechanism to pull it off, to give it a din Carmelis, still they could penalize you. So you could have Knas at both levels of the Gemara, you know what I mean? But it's a little hard. But I think it's possible. The way we're learning is good is because they want to make an Isser. That's the bias problem. They want to make an Isser. The only question is, could you give it a din Carmelis? So even if you say you can't, but maybe then they had to take it at a different tool to Aser and just make a Knas Balma. What does it mean? You're not allowed to bring it back. Why? Because you're not allowed. It's a penalty. You know what I mean? So that's a harder move, you know what I mean? But it could be, he's saying, that's the way Rashi will learn, is that here it's Knas, there it's Knas. But he doesn't really seem to, and he says, the Nafkamina is the Aser B'Shogeg on V'Yom. The difference is, what's the difference if it's a Knas or not? Who cares? Because if it's a Knas, then if you did it B'Shogeg, or if you brought it out during the daytime, for instance, so then they're not going to penalize you because you didn't do anything wrong. But if you say that it's Asruha, which means that an outstretched hand has a din of a Carmelis, nothing to do with a penalty. So then even if you did it on Erev Shabbos, but now bottom line is it's Shabbos and your hand is in this position, outstretched position, so therefore it'll be Aser. You know what I mean? So saying it's Aser, and Tosfos seems to be leaning to saying it's Aser, but saying it's Aser means it has nothing to do with the Knas, it just means that a person who has his hand outstretched across the Rishos, the hand has a din of a Carmelis. Okay, so that's a big difference. According to the way we were learning, no, really, Mikra, then it doesn't. Really, it's the Rishos Rabban. And the Rabbanim came along, and because as a deterrent, they gave it a din, as a knas, they gave it a din of Rishos Rab, of a Kamalas, you know? But the way Tosfos is learning is, no, it's like intrinsic somehow. It's Asruha, means the Rabbanim just said it, that it has a din Kamalas. It like seems to be, just like a regular Kamalas is a Kamalas, this is a din Kamalas. It's just like included in the halacha of a Kamalas somehow. Naturally. You know what I mean? Good? Okay. Now there's a problem though. So that's this Tosfos, okay? So we have to understand what's this concept. How is it Asr? What's the Ibaya Quantemis of an Ibaya? But the previous Tosfos has a problem, is because let's assume you have a case like this. He's bothered by it. He says, in Erevin, it says that you could stand in Rishos HaYachid. It's like, let's say there's an object in Rishos HaRabim that I want it to be somewhere else in Rishos HaRabim. I'm going to move it over a little bit. So could I stand through inside my house, stick my hand out my window, and move something over in Rishos HaRabim? Okay, pick it up in my hand and move it over. Okay? So, if you say that the whole halacha here is a knas, that since you carried it out and hold it, hiskel bav iser, so then here you're not hiskel bav iser, because you're basically, you're moving a thing around inside of Rosh Hashanah. What should be the problem? Okay? But if you tell me that, it's an intrinsic halacha that an outstretched hand holding an object has a din of a karmelis, right? And it has a din of a karmelis. So then once you pick it up, the object is now in a karmelis. So now how are you going to put it down? You're putting it down in a shesarabim. You know what I mean? Whereas how would you be able to pick something up and move it and put it down? But your outstretched hand has a din of a karmelis. See, Rashi doesn't seem to be bothered by this whole thing because, according to Rashi, the whole thing is a kanas. So kanas means when you put it out across the border, the iser, we're going to say your hand is the din of a karmelis. But according to Tosfos, it's on the din of the kanas. So it's just saying is that your outstretched hand is the din of a karmelis. So if that's the case, if you pick something up in Rosh Hashanah, so your outstretched hand should have a din of a karmelis. So now how could you put it down then in the Rosh Hashanah? It should be putting from karmelis to Rosh Hashanah. It should be aser. In a chanami. I mean, even picking it up, you shouldn't be able to do because you're putting it from the Rosh Hashanah to the karmelis. The hand's a karmelis. Yeah, okay, Nechonami. And that could be his problem also. Okay? So he says a funny thing. He says, Tosfos Ma'ush Tasek Karmelis. I mean, you have to look at it a little bit. But he says, Kigon Chotzi Yado Milei Alachutz. Okay, it's talking about where you bring your full hand across the border. Ula Adura. And you want to know if you're allowed to bring it back. Avil Be'inyan Acher. Okay? Don't get stuck on that abbreviation. Be'inyan Acher is in another manner, low. Okay, if you didn't bring it across the border, then it's not a karmelis. Why? You're allowed to stand Rishos HaYachid and move something around in Rishos HaRabim. Okay, so he explains. What's the difference? Is it karmelis or not karmelis? He says, "V'lohavi karmelis ella l'inyan Rishos Shaguf Sham." It's only a karmelis relative to the Rishos of the body. Shedome Yoser Lishte Rishuyos. Because it's more similar to two Rishuyos. Whatever that means. Okay? But he's saying is that even though you're saying that it really has a din of a karmelis, not exactly. It relative to the body's Rishos, it has a din of a karmelis. But relative to the other Rishos, it doesn't. Okay? Strange. I mean, what kind of thing is that? I mean, it sounds pretty forced, right? What does that even mean? And he explains, because it's Doma Yosos Terishios. But I'm just saying that's dependent on the earlier Tosos about saying, this whole thing is dependent on the earlier Tosos saying that it's not a Kanas. Because if it's a Kanas, then you don't have any issue altogether, because there's no room for the Kanas if you didn't do the Eser. But again, according to Tosos, has nothing to do with Kanas. It's an intrinsic din that has a Karmelis, so they have a problem. So what about the other case? He says, no, it's only karmelis vis-a-vis. But whoever heard of a Rishos relative, I mean, what is it? Is he telling me that's a karmelis? It's a karmelis. No, it's not a karmelis. It's not a karmelis. I mean, according to Rashi, for instance, it seems like if you did the Eser, it would have a din karmelis 100%, like a regular karmelis. I mean, it doesn't say only relative to one Rishos, not another, you know. Okay, so I guess that's what we'll do. Try to crack this Tosfos. These two Tosfos, you know, like what's the deal here? What's going on? I mean, presumably it's a whole new way of reading the Sol Gemara, you know what I mean? So it's a problem, you know. I mean, but what's Tosfos Shita on this matter? Okay, it's probably a good idea to look at that Gemara in Erevin. Okay, I would think so.